Hi guys, my name is Chinedu and welcome to my podcast. This is Quarter Life Crisis, Mistakes Before 25. Well, the name Quarter Life is 25, so that's why I say this like this. But yeah, if you have been tracking with me, you'd find out that I have been talking about freedom from drug addiction and smoking cigarettes, and the reason is because one took prominence at different stages in my life. And so the reason I make this podcast is because I know that people are struggling, and I know that I struggled with certain things, but I came out strong and I came out free. So this is for you. It is also a love story about the Father, a love story about the Son, and a love story about the Holy Spirit. It's a love story about God. So yes, today I'm going to be talking to you about freedom from pornography and masturbation. And here is the thing, I had given my life to Christ. And I had said, I am going to be celibate until I get married. Well, the thing is, yes, that may be true, but it's very easy for you to fall, right? But as a result of saying that I'm going to be celibate until I got married, I said, well, you know, Baba, you don't really did do anything again like this now, so what you can do is you can masturbate. There is a thought. So I really know they do anything again, so I feel masturbate. That was a thought. And that was the thought that became a stronghold. Because if we really think about it, we find out that there are certain thoughts that have taken prominence in our life. And those thoughts are what have become strongholds, holding us back. So for example, when I stopped doing drugs, I said, But Alpha, you don't really do anything again now. At least they smoke cigar now. At least you know they do all these hard things again. They smoke cigar now. That was a thought. So every time I smoke cigar, the thought that is powering that is that at least you know they do all these other things again now. So you did all right. So that was what it was. So I was celibate. And see, hear me and hear me well. If you take pride in the fact that you are celibate, just be careful. Because you may begin to think that you are the one keeping yourself. It is God that is keeping you. So don't get puffed up. Because I always fail as well, knowing fully well. As a Christian, know it well. I'm telling you, I'm not sugarcoating anything. Know it well. As a Christian, I almost fell. And it was the grace of God that kept me. So I don't even put on and say, oh, I'm celibate. I'm not saying it from a place of pride. I'm saying it for the very fact that I know that it is God who is my source and my sustainer who keeps me. And yes, I was watching pornography. And I'm not going to sugarcoat. I was watching pornography, a lot of it. I would open my phone, open a website, look at multiple genres. I would have like 49 tabs open in my mobile phone browser. And I would be there in the restroom for the longest period of time. I'm telling you this as a Christian. You struggle with this. And you're there for an hour. And you're watching different genres and you don't really know what these things are doing to your minds. We are really, really shaped by images and words, thoughts, all of them. So yes, that was me. And as I'm telling you this, I'm speaking to somebody right now because you know what you're doing as well. You know where you go to. You know how these genres, you get attached to these genres and how it begins to warp your mind of how you should give and receive love. These are not necessarily ideal, but yes, there is grace of God for us. So that was my situation and I was there, and in fact, I would go to church and come back. in the secret was a struggle. And here is the thing, you think you can fix yourself. Before I gave my life to Christ, I always used to think that I could fix myself. But here is a very interesting scenario. A child that pulls on itself, on himself or herself or whatever it is, and stains its hand and is trying to clean itself or herself or himself, don't mind me. So I would use himself, right? So a child that does that, how can a child who has poo on the hand be able to clean oneself, really? Think about it. You would eventually end up messing up every other clean part of you. So you need help from a mother or a father. Well, in this case, a father. That's how we are to God. So I knew this. I'm not separate from God. God loves me. I'm only the one trying to understand God's love for me, because his love for me is complete. So every time I would masturbate, I would say to him, Father, I have done it again. I'll feel empty and drained. I would feel like I can't even pray. But Father, I have done it again. Every time, and I'll still go back. But what I was really saying is, Father, I have tried in my own way, in my own finite way, and I just really couldn't do anything. It's only you. I was acknowledging that it's God who is my source, is the one who can help me. I acknowledge that he loves me regardless. The Bible says, come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy. The reason why Jesus Christ died is for us to be able to come boldly into the throne of grace. That is the gift of righteousness. We don't go feeling condemned that God doesn't love us and God is going to judge us. Jesus Christ died for us. For that to happen, so we can walk into... If you really think about it, in the Old Testament, they had to slaughter rams for the atonement of sin and for the forgiveness of sin and all of that kind of thing. And it was only the priest that could go into the Holies of Holy. And God had to accept that sacrifice. They had a bell tied round the priest and a rope. So when the priest has killed and poured the blood and all of that, when the bells are no longer shaking, it means the priest is dead. They have to pull the priest out. But Jesus Christ came and he died. It was the willing sacrifice. So he has given us the opportunity to come boldly. He doesn't have to die twice. Anyways, I digressed. But here's what I'm saying, right? So I kept on saying that. And then what happened? One day, I began to hear, Chinedu, my son, can't you see how you're a slave to this thing? Can't you see how you pick up your phone, you take your two legs, you walk into the bathroom, and you're standing there for hours? I was hearing that, yet I was still going to masturbate. And I was saying, Father, I've done it again. I kept at it. The fact is, I was not running away from God. I was surrendering to God. I wasn't looking at my actions. I was looking at the fact that my help comes from above. It says, I will look up to the hill. For whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. And that was it, guys. I was there. And I was just surrendering myself to God. I've done it again. And one day, the word just came. And I began to say, I hate masturbation because Jesus Christ hates it. Meanwhile, I was still going to masturbate. I hate masturbation because Jesus Christ hates it. But I was still going to do it. But you see, I wasn't really looking at the actions that were taking place. I was saying I hate masturbation because Jesus Christ hates it. I was speaking back to my mind, because that's where it will really, really come out. You know how the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it flows the issues of life. So I was feeding into my heart that I hate masturbation because Jesus Christ hates it. And that was it, guys. And I can't remember when I stopped masturbating. So in programming, you know, you have a compiler, you're writing code, and the compiler will now throw up a result. So what is happening here is that I was feeding, writing new programs into my mind so that the compiler would throw it up when actions need to take place. So whenever there were triggers that will make me feel like I need to masturbate, what would play up is, I hate masturbation because Jesus Christ hates it. Remember, I said we are powered by words. That's why we have to be powered by the word of God, not the word of man, or the word of pornography, or the word of our friends and all of that kind of thing. The word of God. That was the word of God for me at that moment. I hate masturbation because Jesus Christ hates it. The Bible says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I mentioned strongholds in the beginning. Casting down imagination. Strongholds, keyword. Imagination, keyword. And every high thing that exalted itself above the name of God, and bringing every thought into obedience to Christ. Think about it. Strongholds, imagination, thoughts. Where do those things really occur? Do you see them? It's in the mind. And then motivational speakers will tell you that, oh, your thoughts control your actions, and your actions control your habits, and your habits control your results, and your results control your lifestyle. They borrowed it from the Bible. Because if you really think about it, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It's in the mind. So we live from the spirit. We need to translate from the spirit into the mind. So that's why you don't go about looking at the actions that Jesus Christ has died. So you don't look at the actions that happened. You look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. So I was no longer looking at, oh, I'm masturbating. I was just looking at, my Father loves me. Father, I have done it again. And then the word came for me. Because I was looking unto him to provide my help. I wasn't looking unto the situation. And that was it, guys. That was it. I declared into my mind the word of God that was given to me at the time. I hate masturbation because Jesus Christ hates it. For you, it may be different. For you, it may be, I have the mind of Christ. When I stopped smoking cigarettes in the previous episode, I talked about me declaring, I have the mind of Christ. I've been bought and paid with the price and the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That was the program I was writing into my compiler. By compiler, now I mean I was writing it into the spirit, or I was taking it out of the spirit to write it into the mind. But don't get caught up in all those technicalities. I'm just trying to say that the grace of God is available for you. God loves you regardless. Jesus Christ has died. Blood has been shed. So he's not looking to die again. He can't die again. It's an eternal life that he lives. So don't go about thinking and running away from God because you feel like, oh, you have done something. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Regardless, you have it taught in your mind. My Father loves me. I'm marked by his love. I'm the focus of his delight. I am holy, I'm righteous, I'm blameless. Because when you say those things, your actions will begin to take effect and follow what it is that you say. You don't go and be saying, oh, I masturbated today. No, you declare, I am holy, I am righteous, I am blameless. Your actions will sooner or later begin to take effect and follow the fact that you are holy, you're righteous, you're blameless. That you hate masturbation because Jesus Christ hates it, because you're a son of God, you're a king. It's the word of God. So, but that was it, guys. That was what happened to me. I don't know that there's any more that I can share. But what I want to say to you today is this. If you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, just know this. It is free of charge. So I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you as your Lord and as my Lord and personal Savior. I believe that you died and you resurrected. I believe that you are the Christ. And I believe that you are Lord over all and you are seated in heavenly places. Thank you, Jesus, for shedding your blood on the cross of Calvary. For in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. That's it. free of charge. So hello guys, once again, thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you for listening to my life experiences. I dare say this, the experiences I've had, they were not for me. They were just supposed to be testimonies for people who need them. I've had these experiences. It has taken a lot for me to come out and open up and say this. But it's the grace of God. I wear my shame on my sleeve. I'm unashamed. Because I'm a son of God. I make my boast in Christ. I'm a son of God. I'm a king. Standard. Know this. Know peace. God doesn't love Jesus more than he loves you. He loves you because he loves Jesus. Because you are in Christ. So have a wonderful day, guys. Love you.